everybody, and welcome to episode 20 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be going over the Havamal. Before I get started, I just want to thank you guys for being patient for me to come out with another episode. Everything that I had wanted to work on before came to a halt when we received the news of my aunt suddenly passing away. So these last 2 months have been really hard. When I was originally recording the episode, was a couple days before I found out she had passed, and we've just been taking these couple months to try to get her celebration of life together, which we just had over the weekend. So it's been really emotional, draining. This is the aunt I was really close to growing up, and I've mentioned her in a couple of the beginning episodes when I talked about my journey. She was one of the first ones that I had came and talked to, because she went through a similar journey growing up, and she's also the one that I had mentioned about when my cousin, mom, and my aunt and I went into the woods for the full moon. So she is the one that went out there with us. So it's been pretty tough, but I'm going to try to keep pushing forward. I want to give you guys another episode, and I want to try to get back on my routine. So please bear with me through this episode, but I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you. Okay, so if you haven't already, I would definitely recommend reading The Wanderer's Havamal. I have the book that is translated and edited with Old Norse text by Jackson Crawford, and this one I really like because it'll show you the Old Norse text on the left side and then the translated version on the right side. Now, the Havamal is words of the High One or words of the One-Eyed. Either way, it refers to Odin. And the Havamal is a poem. It is largely made up of stanzas that encourage wise and practical living. So we get a lot of advice that they say from Odin himself on wisdom, hospitality, friendship, safety. And then we also learn about Odin's sacrifice to himself to learn the runes. With other evidence and pagan contents, it suggests that this book was composed orally at a much earlier time, probably in the 900th AD in Norway. So what I'm going to do, because there are a lot of stanzas, I'm just going to go through and read to you guys some of them and then go over some of them and kind of how I interpret them myself. So in the beginning, we see Odin give a lot of advice on wisdom. And if we go to stanza 6, it reads, "A wise man is not showy about his wisdom. He guards it carefully. He is silent when he comes to a stranger's home. Harm seldom befalls the watchful man, for you never have a more faithful friend than a good supply of wisdom." And there's a couple stanzas on how he goes into about not sharing too much of your wisdom, because then you become unwise if you go around boasting. It's good to keep some of the wisdom to yourself and stay quiet. And then we get into stanza 19. He says, "Don't hold on to the mead horn, but drink your fair share. Say something useful or stay quiet. And no one else will judge you poorly if you go to sleep early." And I know a lot of people who have learned the hard way of drinking too much and saying too much. Nowadays, we have what people call drunk texting. So it's a good reminder that don't drink too much, because you'd become a fool and you say too much. And as we continue, we get some advice on hospitality, friendship. So if we go to stanza 34, "It's a long and crooked walk to a bad friend, even if he lives nearby. But it's an easy road to a good friend, no matter how long the journey." Sorry, I have a hard time reading out loud. But it reminds you that For a good friend, it's worth the travel. If they do live far away, it's worth it to go visit. And then we go into some more humbling stanzas. 36. It's better to have a home, even if it's little. Everyone should call somewhere home. Even if you own just two goats beneath a faulty roof, that's still better than begging. And 37. Better to have a home, even if it's little. Everyone should call somewhere home. Your heart will be wounded if you have to beg for every meal from somebody else. And here, this kind of reminds me to appreciate the things that I do have. Everything I have, it doesn't have to be glamorous. It doesn't have to be as good as everybody else's. But as long as I do have a place to call home, then I'm truly grateful. And then stanza 52. You should not give only big gifts. Often a little thing will win you favor. I have won friends with just half a loaf of bread and a bowl of soup. And this is another great reminder that even the small things count. It doesn't have to be big and glamorous. It doesn't have to be materialistic. But even just the smallest gift can mean a lot to somebody. Now I'm going to read stanzas 58 to 65. Rise early if you want to take another man's property or his life. A sleeping wolf seldom gets his meat, or a sleeping warrior a victory. Rise early if you have no one to work for you, and go get straight to work. You lose more time if you sleep when it's dawn. For early riser, wealth is half won. You should know how to dry logs for firewood and bark for roofing. And also this, the right measure of wood for each time and season. You should always go out with well-kept and well-fed, even if you can't afford good clothes. You should not be ashamed of your shoes and pants, nor of your horse, even if it's not a good one. A hungry eagle snaps his beak and stretches out his neck when the sea comes into sight. People get the same look about them when they walk among strangers and have no one to speak well of them. If you want to be called wise, you should know how to ask and answer wisely. Tell your secret to one person, never to two. Everyone knows if three people know. A wise man should use his abilities only in moderation. Then he finds when he is among the bold, no one is bravest of all. You will often get repayment in kind for the words you speak to others. Now, from reading that to how we look at today, things have changed a lot, but a lot of things are still similar. How it's important to have a good work ethic. And luckily, a lot of us have heat in our homes, but not everybody does. But a lot of people are very fortunate that you don't have to worry about cutting firewood, drying it out, or knowing how much you're going to need for the winter. There are still a lot of people out there that do rely on this, and those are really important things that you need to survive. And these are words of wisdom, and advice that Odin is giving. And then I'm sure, back to stanza 63, we've all experienced about the telling your secret to one person, never to two. Everyone knows if three people know. And I'm sure a lot of people have already learned the hard way on this. And another thing that I keep noticing throughout this that Odin references a lot is you learn more when you say less. So when we go to stanza 80, it says, "What you ask of the runes will prove true. They are divine of origin, made by the mighty gods and painted by Odin. You'll learn the best with your mouth shut." There is just so much in this book that. That's why I suggest you guys getting a copy and reading it, because I'm only going over a little bit, but there's definitely a lot more to this. So I'm going to skip to stanza 138, and this is going more into the story of the runes. It says, "I know that I hung on a wind-battered tree 9 long nights. Pierced by a spear and given to Odin, myself to myself. on that tree, whose roots grow in place no one has ever seen. No one gave me food, no one gave me drink. At the end, I peered down, I took the runes, screaming, I took them, and then I fell. I learned 9 spells from the famous son of Balthor and father of Bestla, and I want a drink of that precious mead poured from Odrir. Again, I'm sorry for pronouncing these names wrong. I began to be fruitful. I became wise. I grew and I thrived. One word chased another word, flowing from my mouth. One deed chased another deed, flowing from my hands. You will find runes, runic letters to read, very great runes, very powerful runes, which Odin painted, and which the holy gods made, and which Odin carved. I'm going to skip down to starting at stanza 145. It is better not to pray at all than to pray for too much. Nothing will be given that you won't repay. It is better to sacrifice nothing than offer too much. Odin carved this before the birth of humankind, when he rose up and returned again. I know magic spells that no woman knows, and no man either. The first is called help, and it will help you in lawsuits and sadness and all kinds of worries. And then he starts to go into different spells, and I believe there are 18 of them. And then after the 18 are listed, the last stanza, 164. Now the words of the One-Eyed are heard in Odin's hall, for the benefits of humans, for the harms of giants. Health to you who speak them, health to you who know them, profit to you who learn them, health to you who hear them. Now I've read this book a couple times, and I always like to go back to it when I'm feeling down, you know, like if I'm not really happy with what's going on in my life, because it reminds me, you know, to be grateful for the things that I do have and to appreciate the little things. A lot of people interpret it different. A lot of people have different favorite lines in this book, but I think it's like one of the books that you should have on this on your shelf, especially if you are going down the heathen path. So thank you guys for bearing with me with this episode. It was definitely harder to get through, so I apologize for my very monotone tone, and I'm not the best reader out loud. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I want to start working on more. I want to start doing more of the stories of the different gods and goddesses for now. But I will keep you guys posted, and I will try to have another episode out in the next couple weeks. And this is just a brief mention at the end of some things that I forgot. Kind of like little milestones for the podcast. I totally spaced and did not realize that we hit the 1-year anniversary, I believe, back in February. So thank you guys if you've stuck around this whole time. And I know it's not a lot, but it's a lot for me, especially starting out with this, that we're almost at 2,000 plays. So thank you all for contributing and listening, and I'm really hoping you're enjoying the podcast, and hopefully we hit that 2,000 mark soon and we just keep climbing up. But thank you guys, because those are little things that just passed my mind recently that I didn't even notice, so I'm just kind of excited about that. And I hope you guys are having a great spring, going into a great summer. I hope you guys can get out and enjoy nature. I think the last like 2 years, our summers have been just drowning in horrible smoke from all the fires surrounding us, to where it is at such a very high level that we couldn't even be outdoors. So this year, I'm hoping for clear skies and a nice summer. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully trying to get some hiking done now that I had my hip surgery. So I hope you guys have some cool stuff planned. Can't wait to see your guys' photos of your cool adventures you guys go on, if you post on Instagram. But yeah, have a great day.